Welcome to this Kaiomiya Centered Resonance podcast, quantum energy education for real-world results.
So, gently closing your eyes, just bring your attention to the top of your head. And the first colour that you think of, imagine that you can see and sense the coloured light flowing down through your face. The light flowing around your eyes and through your jaw. And as it flows down your face, it melts away any tension. And gently flows down your neck and into your shoulder muscles. Just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles and imagine that you can see each individual muscle soaking in the coloured light. And notice how, as it does, it becomes limp and loose, the light melting away any tension and unravelling any muscles that are knotted. And as the muscles relax, the light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers, again easing away any tension. Just using your imagination, follow the flow of light as it flows down through your shoulders and down your chest, flowing now down through your chakras, down your body, down into your hips and pelvis. And then continues to flow down your legs and into your feet. And as the coloured light reaches your feet, it starts to flow out from beneath your feet, forming the shape of roots, like the roots of an enormous tree. Deeper and deeper, connecting you to the strength of the planet beneath you. Each time you breathe out, your roots go deeper and deeper into the ground. Just have an awareness of your roots extending through the earth, through and around crystal caverns full of shimmering gemstones, through and around underground rivers and waterfalls. And as you connect to the earth beneath you in this way, have an awareness of it being full of life. And deep down in the centre of the earth, there's a core of crystalline energy. The first colour that you think of as you connect to that core of crystalline light, have an awareness of the light flowing back up through your roots, automatically and smoothly. Each time you breathe in, the light is drawn through your roots and into your feet. Just using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense the light flowing into your feet. And your feet may tingle and become warm as the crystalline light soaks into every cell and fibre of your feet and continues to flow up your legs. Using your imagination, follow the flow of light as it flows up into your base chakra. And just for a moment, focus on your base chakra. And imagine that you can see an orb of energy in that part of your body. And as the crystalline light flows into that orb, your base chakra becomes bigger and more vibrant. Just breathe and have an awareness of your base chakra expanding and becoming more open, giving you an even stronger connection to Earth. As slowly the light flows higher into your sacral. Just for a moment, focus on your sacral chakra and imagine that you can see and sense an orb of energy. And as the crystalline light flows into this orb of energy, it becomes larger and more vibrant. Just breathe and have an awareness of that energy starting to shine out all around you as your sacral chakra becomes stronger and more vibrant, releasing any stagnant emotion and deepening your relationship to Earth and your relationship with yourself. And then slowly the crystalline energy flows higher into your solar plexus and does the same, opening and activating your solar plexus. Just for a moment, imagine that you can see and sense your solar plexus as an orb of light that becomes larger and more vibrant, extending out from beyond your body, sending out rays of light that surround you, like rays of the sun or rays of light from a star. And just for a moment, send your awareness out with those rays of light and feel how strong and vibrant they feel. If you were to outstretch your arms, the rays of light would reach even beyond your fingertips. Each time you breathe out, that energy becomes stronger. Have an awareness of your own confidence and self-esteem. Each time you breathe out, you feel more standing in your sovereign power. A shining light and energy into the world around you. And having that light and energy for yourself. Just feel that energy, that endless flow of light, and smile. As the crystalline energy from Earth flows higher into your heart chakra, gently bring your awareness into your heart chakra, the center of your chest. And again, imagine that you can see and sense an orb of light. And as the crystalline energy from Earth flows into your heart chakra, the orb becomes larger and more vibrant. Again, sending light all around your body, surrounding you in a sense of peace and calm and well-being. Slowly the light flows higher into your throat chakra. And from here, the crystalline energy flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And finally, flows up your neck and into your head, filling these higher chakras with beautiful crystalline energy. Using your imagination, imagine that you can see and sense your throat chakra, your brow, and your crown chakras opening and activating, becoming more vibrant, sending beautiful light all around your body. And as your chakras are open and activated, have an awareness of your wings opening up behind you, beautiful rays of light. As you stand in your power, a being of the cosmos, the crystalline energy filling your body, soaking into every cell and fibre of your physical form, and activating your energy centres, opening you up to the truth of who you are. And as you stand in your cosmic self, have an awareness of reaching out with your consciousness through the stars and through the dimensions. And have an awareness of the energy and that infinite oneness of which you are a part. And breathe that light and that expansiveness into your body. Breathe that energy into your chakras. Just imagine that you can feel and sense the expansiveness as you breathe that energy into all your chakras. A flow of light. Just take a deep breath in and allow your energies to adjust to any energy shift. Just breathe and be at one with yourself and at one with the cosmos. And as your energies adjust, just mentally scan through your body. And if any part of your body draws your attention, just bring your awareness into that part of your body and breathe the cosmos and breathe the energy, the crystalline light from Earth into that part of your body. And imagine that you can see and sense the energies soaking into the muscle tissues or into the organs, soaking into the cells, restoring harmony and balance. And now, using your imagination, I would like you to picture yourself walking through a beautiful forest. Just allow your imagination to give you the sense of the canopy above your head. It's daylight, and the sun shines through the canopy, casting dappled shadows. Using your imagination, have an awareness of the shadows and the dappled light on the path that you're walking along. It's warm, and you feel connected and at one with the trees all around you. What can you see and sense as you gently make your way through the track, through the forest? Just observe the different colours, the textures of the tree trunks, and follow the track. Slowly and gently, it starts to rise upwards. You have an awareness of making your way up a small rise of a hill, still within the trees. And eventually the track opens out onto the top of a small hill. This area is grass and wildflowers. And on the top of this hill, there's a stone circle surrounded by the forest. When you're ready, gently step out onto the grass and make your way towards the stone circle. Using your imagination, just have an awareness of the layout of the stones. One stone in particular will draw your attention. Just make your way towards the stone and just for a moment stand before it. Have an awareness of what the stone looks like. You may be aware of patterns within the stone or crystals, or maybe even symbols are etched into its surface. Whatever it is that you see and sense, just have an awareness of how it makes you feel, any memories that bubble to the surface, any insights. And then when you're ready, using your imagination, just reach out and touch the surface of the stone. Your fingers may tingle as you connect to the energy of the stone and the stone circle. And as you do, an interdimensional doorway opens. The doorway may be within the stone itself, or maybe to either side of it. Have an awareness of what the interdimensional doorway looks like. And when you're ready, just gently step through. Stepping through the interdimensional doorway. You're still within the stones or next to the stones, but now in a different dimension. The dimension of the dragons. The dimension of the elemental realm. Just for a moment, allow your senses to become accustomed to the energy shift. And then, having another look at the stones and the stone circle, see if anything has changed. Around the stones now, you may become aware of the fairy realm and the elementals that are gathered here for this ceremony. You may hear them laughing and feel their sense of joy, their playfulness, and their lightness. One elemental or fairy will draw your attention. Just have an awareness of this being as it moves towards you and shows you your place for the ceremony. Using your imagination, follow your guide and make yourself comfortable. Around you, the other elemental beings may be singing or sending coloured light. And there's a sense of peace and harmony, but also fun and joy. If you see the coloured lights or hear the sound vibrations, then breathe these into your body. Breathe the energy frequencies into your chakras. And notice how your own energies expand and feel lighter, freer, and more joyful. The sound of the elementals and the fairies increases. And the flow of energy within the energy circle becomes more intense. And as it does, you become aware of the presence of a beautiful emerald dragon. Just allow your imagination to give you the image of the dragon. Have an awareness of what it looks like. And have an awareness of how majestic and noble it looks. As you focus on the dragon, notice the colour of its eyes. The dragon sees you and smiles and asks you to step forward to say hello. Using your imagination, picture yourself standing and making your way towards the dragon. Opening your heart chakra, you send light and love as you do so. The dragon smiles, and you feel a deep sense of peace and harmony. Your heart chakra becoming ever more open and vibrant. The dragon has a special gift for you. Using your imagination, have an awareness of a crystal egg. The dragon indicates a crystal egg. And using your imagination, picture yourself smiling and accepting the gift. And picking the egg up, hold it in your hands. This is a special gift just for you. And only you and your energy field will know what you need to do with it. But for now, simply thank the dragon. And then gently step back and take your place back where you were in the circle. As the dragon itself begins to hum and sing light codes and light language, the energy within the stone circle becoming more intense and vibrant. Just using your imagination, have an awareness of this energy, perhaps of colours or sound, or simply feel the energy building up all around you. And breathe that energy into your body. And imagine that your base chakra and your sacral and your solar plexus are breathing that energy into your physical body, into your emotional body, and into your mind and your mental body. And have an awareness of these frequencies becoming more expansive and open. As the energy from the dragon is breathed into your heart chakra and your throat chakra, and then your brow and your crown, opening and activating those chakras even more. You feel totally connected to this realm and to this fairy and elemental kingdom. And if you have a question about your life's purpose or anything that you need to know or be aware of, then put that question out into the field, out into the energy. And have an awareness of the energy flowing back into your body with a response. Even if you don't consciously know or understand what that response is right at this moment, know that the energy will integrate within your energy field. And your answer will come soon enough. And then slowly the energy from the dragon starts to gently dissipate. And you notice that the dragon itself has gently moved away. And the fairies and the elementals, they follow you back through the dimensional doorway and stand next to you and around you as you stand in front of the original stone you were drawn to. Just for a moment, once again, touch the surface of the stone and have a sense of your own connection to Earth, your own connection to the different dimensions. And know that you can come back here any time that you choose. But for now, just gently make your way back down the rise of the hill towards the pathway through the forest. And as you step back into the trees, and the trees are all around you and above you, the fairies and the elementals, they melt into the trees. You may still hear them laughing or catch a glimpse of the lights as they flicker through the undergrowth and through the canopy of trees. And picture yourself smiling, feeling connected, feeling part of their world. and so gently make your way back along the track. Have an awareness of the ground beneath your feet. And have an awareness of your feet as you walk along the track. Bringing your attention right down into your physical body and into your feet. When you're able, gently move your toes. And then slowly and gently open your eyes when you're ready. Thank you for listening. So you don't miss an episode, be sure to follow this podcast. And you can claim an exciting free gift, contact and book a one-to-one session with me at www.centeredresonance.com. Until next time, remember, live the energy lifestyle for real world results.